Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long in studio. UNO men's basketball coach Mark Schlesinger will be with us around 6:20. Want to tell everybody, catch LSU in the NCAA Women's Final Four Friday on our sister station, The Bet. The Lady Tigers will battle Virginia Tech at 6 p.m., pregames at 5:30 on The Bet. 92.9 FM, 1350 AM, and remember, you can stream the game live on the free Odyssey app, and if LSU beats Virginia Tech, it'll be on the Big 870 Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
so we're looking forward to it and hope Kim Mulkey can pull it out against Virginia Tech. And Bob, a lot of people think that Iowa South Carolina game, that is going to be for the national championship between those two teams.
I think LSU, I think they're a point and a half, one and a half point favorite over Virginia Tech. But I think I would be shocked if LSU could beat South Carolina. I mean, Ole Miss took them to overtime, so they're not invincible. But you look at Clark from Iowa.
Now, if Clark gets hot, I mean, Iowa's got a shot. But
she's like Steph Curry of the girls. I mean, she could jack it up and score.
But I'm not sure that just if they try to corral her and take her out, Iowa can beat South Carolina.
I mean, I think LSU could be, considering Coach Mulkey has them at right now, the third best team in the nation, which is a big feather in your cap.
In year two.
But I would be pleasantly surprised if they beat Iowa or South Carolina. I don't think Iowa's going to beat South Carolina. So when you look at South Carolina, Mike or Charlie, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it like they're going for a three-peat national championship? The Gamecocks are –
At least two. I'll double check.
I think it's two. I think they might have lost.
So they've gone to their third straight Final Four. Is that maybe? Right.
I didn't get a chance to say it last night to Kim, but she's reminded me. Next time when she comes on, she wants me to say this. There's been a 57% increase in viewership of women's basketball
around the nation,
on ESPN from 2015 to today. There's been a drop-off on the men's.
Well, that's good.
But a 57% increase in women's basketball watching ESPN. So you don't think that's, man, something that the networks are keeping their eye on?
Well,
the coaches?
Yeah.
And the players aren't jumping after a year like they are in college if they really go.
I can tell you my theory on that. When I look at, like, women's basketball, college women's basketball versus men's college basketball, that I think we love the Cinderellas. We love at the beginning of the tournament. But I think in the Final Four, I'll be interested to see what the ratings are going to be in Houston when you have the likes of San Diego State. You got the likes of they're from Boca Raton, which is really Miami, Florida Atlantic University. Then you got the U. The U has won national championship in football. This is uncharted territory for them to be. And now UConn's old school.
That's a different story.
Okay, that's going to help out the Northeast with the ratings. But I'll be interested to see what the ratings are going to be. Now,
but gambling always is going to get peeping eyes
right,
watching.
Right. But it's a big get, though. And I wanted to bring this up. Mike, I'd save this because it just shows you how the game has changed or the perception, whether it's pro or college sports, about what they think of Las Vegas. Okay, you look now, the state of Texas, you got the men in Houston. Now, I think it would have been a lot better if the Houston Cougars were involved.
Longhorns.
Or then when they went down, the Texas Longhorns from Austin. But they both out. Okay, with that being said, now the women are playing in Dallas. But I thought this is intriguing to show you like Las Vegas. And what I mean by Las Vegas, that you know they were awarded a Final Four for the first time? You know, you think all the gambling, what? Well, we can't have a Final Four in Las Vegas. We all know what a Final Four means to New Orleans. You know, when we're going to host a Super Bowl, we all know what that means. But the Final Four is headed for the first time to Las Vegas, where wagering on the NCAA tournament has long been a staple of March Madness. You know, when you think, like, March Madness, how many people, like, bet on March Madness? But now it's going to be in their backyard. After the NCAA awarded the men's national semifinal championship game to Allegiant Stadium, they're going to have a court where the Raiders play for the 2027-2028 season. They're going to have it, Mike, where the Raiders play the Final Four.
Bob, you know what that tells me? The NCAA knows how to pass the collection plate.
Yes. Now, you look at it, the NCAA also had announced that where like future tournaments, Ford Field in Detroit is going to host. That's where the Lions play, going to host the Final Four. That's going to be the 2026-2027 season. Now, you know who's really involved? Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis.
Yep.
You think of Indiana basketball, they're going to get the 2029 championship event. And then, you know, the women's here, but the AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Jerry's World, is going to have the 2030 event. It's all way advanced. Now, we've hosted women or men here in New Orleans, but we're going to be like in the 2030s to get back in the mix. Now, the national championship game, we all know this season, is NRG Stadium in Houston, and then State Farm Stadium in Phoenix, then the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, then they're going to go to Lucas Oil Stadium. Already have been chosen the following three Final Fours. So we're going basically, Mike, from Houston to Phoenix to San Antonio to Indianapolis, and then we're going like to Detroit and all. So and then back to Dallas. So by the time the Final Four comes back to New Orleans, as far as the men, they'll be like in the 2030s.
Charlie, you got something to add?
Yeah, so to your point earlier, Bobby, about South Carolina, they made three straight Final Fours, 2021, 2022, and 2023. They were also very good in 2020, 32-1, but that obviously didn't happen because of COVID.
COVID.
They lost in the Final Four in 2021, but they did win the national championship. They're second in 2022. So
yeah, so they're going for the three.
They're defending champions, but they're going for their third overall. They're going for their second straight.
Yeah, gotcha. Exactly. And so, man, COVID, that put the monkey wrench all across the board.
Okay, speaking of COVID, we still say COVID. Is COVID over or what? I think it over.
I heard
somebody that they couldn't, I don't know, do a concert on the road or something, whatever. I got COVID.
Is that Stevie Nicks?
Are we ready? Mike, I think you might be right. Are we ready to treat COVID like, I don't know, it's like the yearly flu?
I think that's how it's going to be treated.
Yeah, because it's not going nowhere. But you can't stop your life. Come on.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. And UNO men's basketball coach Mark Schlesinger will join us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTella along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long in studio, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the head basketball coach of the men's team at UNO, Mark Schlesinger. Schles, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Mike D. Good to talk to you and the Cannon, the founder of the Who Dat Nation.
Amen. That's founder it. Of Who Dat Nation.
Schles, let me ask you one thing before we start into the Final Four on the men's part. Your thoughts on what Kim Mulkey has done in 2 years at LSU. Just to build that program up, you're in the Final Four. You know, you can only play for a championship in the year that you're playing it in, and she's got an opportunity here. But what a great job she has done to get women's basketball, so many people interested in it. You see all these sellouts at the PMAC and so many people watching on television. It's a remarkable sort of changeover for LSU's women's basketball.
The number one thing is I hope that the Cannon never takes her fashion style.
No, only way I would do that, the Saints go back to the Super Bowl. That'd be a Buddy D dress parade 2.0. So
yeah. Now, the second part about that, Mr. Mike, is Tech, Louisiana Tech just has to kick themselves over and over again, right?
Yep.
I mean, she never really wanted to leave.
Right.
And, you know, and that's the part that's amazing. But, you know, you think about what she's pulled off at both of these places, and it's just her sheer will. And, you know, she's just a force, a personality and a force of excellence when it comes to what she's able to do from not just a recruiting perspective, but then what she's able to do in coaching her team. They signed the number one player, I think the number one basketball player in the country, in Mikayla Williams, who her daddy played for us at Northwestern, and her mother was a standout player at Northwestern State. Both of them were demons and knew them, and I taught them. They took my class when I taught at Northwestern, and incredible people. And she is they got a great team now, but wait till Mikayla Williams gets there next year. Holy smokes, that girl is amazing, a phenomenal player. So they're good. They're great now. They're going to be even better next year.
Now, going to the men's side of things, I mean, you can look at, obviously, Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, and the U, you know, considering making their first appearance at college basketball grand final, the first time since 1970 that three first-timers all showed up in the same year. But then you look at UConn. I mean, UConn right now hadn't been to the Final Four since winning the national championship 2014. But they've kind of, bullied their way through the bracket, so to speak, winning their first three games by 62 points. They're winning by 20-plus points. And you look at UConn. Now, I thought this was interesting. And looking at their program, UConn, if UConn does win, it will join Kentucky, North Carolina, and Kansas as the fourth school to win the championship under three or more coaches. You look at Coach Hurley, Dan Hurley, would join Jim Calhoun and Kevin Ollie in the winner's circle for the Huskies. I mean, a lot of times, you know, we talk about all these other games, but has Connecticut got enough credit?
Hey, I told you early in our first call, like, they were my dark horse. Like, they are extremely tough. Their bigs are big, and they are bullies. And they have won 13 out of 15. You hit it on the head. They've outscored their opponents in the tournament 327 to 237.
Oh.
And it's unbelievable. I mean, they're playing at an elite clip right now, an elite clip. And they are prepared and locked in. And, man, I think they are the hardest out of these four teams right now coming into it. They have been focused on every single game.
Now, Coach Lester, I think you'd appreciate this because at times, now it didn't come to fruition. I look at Iowa State's defense or the Virginia Cavaliers, but looking at San Diego State and where they're at right now, I thought it was interesting that, in the Mountain West, they've been a longtime power in the Mountain West Conference, but they were 30-2. And projected as the number one seed in 2020. Then the season was canceled because of COVID. Then now you look 3 years later, the Aztecs, they 31-6. And could possibly be two wins away from a title. But the way they played defensively, made it this far behind their defense. Look, top-seeded Alabama held them to 32% shooting in the Sweet 16. Then they held Creighton, 11% in the three-point range. And that Sunday win. So San Diego State's also one of those dark horses also considering. But if you look at it.
But you look at that COVID year was wiped out.
No, they were projected number one seed.
They're the best defensive team left of the four. They're elite level defensively. They guard the three at an incredible clip. They're so efficient at guarding the three. Now, the other piece of it that is the biggest piece, their top nine players, six are seniors, three are juniors.
Whoa, a lot of experience.
In this world we're in with COVID years, prep school transfer, that means they're probably median age of those nine guys is probably 23 years old.
Right.
22, 23 years old. And, you know, anytime you got a 22, 23-year-old going against an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, that's just two different deals. And that race now, as the transfer portal changes our business and the way we look at recruiting, everybody wants to get old and stay old. And I think that's the part that is a unique and different way of looking at recruiting, and it makes it hard on high school kids coming out. But in the end, sometimes your chance is going to come a little bit later. And it may not be traditionally at the school that you started at.
Now, Coach Legend, before I get to Florida Atlantic, how about the U? Jim Larranaga, if I'm pronouncing that right, I think I am. And when you think about it, I remember he brought George Mason to the Final Four as 11 seed. That was 17 years ago. And then you look at where he has, and that'd be a team dealing with the transfer portal, that he's done an outstanding job. They won the ACC, won Duke, won North Carolina, whatever, in the regular season. So I think all of a sudden the U and Coach Larranaga, to me, that's been outstanding, the job he's done. You look at Nigel Pack and you look at Omar and all that, and this Asian-looking black guy, I can't even think of his name right now, but no, they've been the difference makers for the U.
Slash, the other part, and you can bring up to this, you know, a 73-year-old guy being able to press the right buttons, you know, with a bunch of 20-year-olds, okay? It, you know, because we live in that world, a lot of people, oh, you got to conform to me. No, he has shown you, he sort of has conformed to the younger guys, and he's reaching them in a different way. That's not as easy as people might think. That really takes some skill set to be able to motivate a 20-year-old when you're in your 70s.
Yeah, the guy I'm thinking of now is Wong, W-O-N-G, Wong. I mean, all I know is they guide players and they get a lot of offensive rebounds.
Well, their point guard is an Indianapolis kid, Nigel Pack, who's fantastic. And my first Division I year out of college, I was 21 years old. I was at Central Michigan University, and Coach Larinaga was at Bowling Green, and had an unbelievable team led by a point guard named Antonio Daniels.
Oh, hello,
who is our friend with the Pelicans? Yes. And what I'm telling you, when I was doing the scout for that game, and I figured out very, very quickly, I didn't know very much about basketball, and this guy did. And he was so good then. And then you see what he did at George Mason, taking him to the Final Four, and then what he's done at Miami. But he is a coach. And sometimes, whether it's age doesn't matter, race doesn't matter, gender doesn't matter, players respond to people they know care about them, they love them, and they know that they can help get them better. And their best interest is them improving, not their own. And I think that's what he has been able to master and do throughout his career, is to really get these student-athletes to believe that he wants better for them than they do. And they respond and listen to him and really play for him. And if you talk to Antonio, he will sing his praises and say the same thing.
Now, Coach Slash, looking at, obviously, that would be a dark horse, to say the least, and how he put this team together. It's right in Miami's back door, Boca Raton, Florida, that being Florida Atlantic University, and Coach Dusty May, 35-3. To me, nobody has more wins this season in the Owls. You look, they 35-3, and all he blend all these new faces from different places. I mean, he got a Russian center, the 7'1" Golden. I don't even know how to pronounce his first name. I'm just gonna say Golden. But it seems like he's been able to come all those players to come together. He got three players that were transfer portal and all that, and I think FAU has done an outstanding job, and that being Dusty May.
Well, I mentioned this one other time. He and I grew up about 10 miles apart.
Whoa.
And he was a grade behind me. And so our two high schools were rivals. We played against each other since we were kids. And he is as fine a human being as you will ever meet. My mom and his mom worked Indiana games together our whole lives, and just a tremendous person, an incredible family, married his high school sweetheart. They've been together since high school, and he is a really, really smart basketball coach, but a really, really better person. And their best player, and for our local ties, the guy I think is their best player is Elijah Martin, who's from Summit, Mississippi. A two-sport standout, kind of like a guy from South Lafourche. He was also a quarterback. Now I'll give you this opportunity, Bobby.
What player did you average
did you average your senior year in basketball? Let's go ahead and get it out there on the airway.
Average 22.8 points a game, and I fouled out 16 out of 17 games. Because you know
Mike,
what?
Mike, you wanted me to ask that so bad.
Well, I knew it. I knew you threw the bait out there. I knew he was going to grab it.
Well, no, Coach Les, I can tell you, the reason why I had that advantage, because I was a late bloomer. I went from, like, ninth grade to my senior year. I went from, like, 5'8.5" to 6'2", from 115 to 190, 195 pounds. And I could always shoot. So, I mean, all of a sudden I went from point guard to center, So my senior year, I never forget this. So, like, okay, if a big guy is going to come out and guard me, I'm just going to drive around him and I'm going to go score to the basket. And then if they lay off, I can jack up the and make the shot from the outside. So that's how – listen, I in 3.5 quarters, I'm telling you, I would score. Now, we won state in football. We won very good because we even had some football players who could have played basketball, but they didn't want to continue, go from football to basketball because they wanted to continue to party as we won the state football championship. Coach Rene LeBlanc was like, we need to get – some of these guys that used to play basketball, but that's a different story. But that's why I was able to average that. But, no, to me, the more you could do. And you know, Coach Les, I don't know if a lot of parents or kids, everybody wants to specialize. I'm always like, I don't know, whatever the season, just play the sport. If you like football, you play football. You like basketball, you play basketball. So I want to run track or I want to play baseball. So just do whatever the season.
Slash, don't ask him about him playing baseball.
No.
And Bobby was pretty good in baseball, too.
No. I always played baseball, and I batted a whole lot better my junior year than my senior year because after he won state in my senior year, we always had pool parties in the spring. No, that's a different story. But I don't want to go off that tangent. But the bottom line is just to me, if you have a kid and they want to play every sport, just support them. I mean, amateur athletics, I mean, you should want to play every sport. I mean, there's sometimes, I'm just a tennis player or I'm just playing baseball. I mean, everybody thinks their kid's going to make the majors or be on the pro tennis tour. How about you just enjoy the moment and play everything?
Man, enjoy your teenage years. That's not coming back to you.
Yeah. That's why I find everybody, they want to specialize too much, Les. I don't know if you agree with that or not because, you know, it's so highly competitive, AAU and all that, what comes about. But I'm like, I don't know, whatever the season, let's just do this and play this sport.
No doubt about it. I think all that is fantastic. And I think anytime kids can play and play what they enjoy and have fun and learn to compete, learning to compete is the number one piece in learning to be a great teammate. But Elijah Martin was a fantastic quarterback and was recruited high and then thought he was going to do football and ended up a guy we recruited really hard. And he was going to do football. And then in the spring, changed his mind to do basketball, and FAU was able to pick him up, and he has really developed and blossomed.
Coach, hang on to where you're at, and we'll come back to you, and we got a couple more questions. So we'll be back.
Yeah, as we go to the break, I can tell you, Slash and Mike, LeBron James could have played in the NFL.
Can you imagine him coming off the edge as a defensive end?
Defensive end or tight end, catching the ball, hand-eye coordination. There's no way you cannot tell me LeBron James is a stud in high school in football. LeBron James could have been an NFL player, but I understand NBA.
We'll be back with more of UNO's men basketball coach Mark Schlesinger right after this break here on the Big 870.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the UNO men's basketball head coach, Mark Schlesinger. Mark, a little bit away from the Final Four, but we had Will Wade on a couple of weeks back, and Will made a point about with the transfer portal and name, image, likeness now, a lot of times these high school players are sort of forced to go to the JUCO ranks. It's sort of your only salvation to try to go there. And he said that, you know, I look at it this way, especially with the JUCOs out in East Texas, I can get guys that probably in another world would have been a signee for a college. But now they got 2 years experience on it, or a year experience there, and so I pull them from there. Your thoughts on how that has affected the recruiting of the high school level, where a lot of players that maybe would have gotten that shot years ago, that coach says, you know what, man, give me the guy that's maybe has played somewhere, I'll bring him in, or has been in the JUCOs.
Yeah, I think back to kind of what I alluded to with San Diego State, you know, six seniors, three juniors are their top nine. And you think about, you know, people wanting to get old and stay old, student athletes being empowered to have more options from a transfer perspective, which is great. They should. And I'm 100% for it. I am 100% in favor of guys being able to have a free transfer and not have to set out. But at the same time, that also opens up more opportunities for recruiting to take older guys. And so I think just sometimes the model of which you look to get to your destination, the vehicle at which you're going to use, may change in that. And that, you know, I was a junior college coach, and so I was familiar with that. And at that time, the majority of our student athletes that we coached were simply because of academics. They got to us right. Because they didn't pass the ACT or the SAT. And now that that's not an issue, it's more sometimes just about opportunity or somebody wanting to get older. And sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, somebody not being good enough. It could just be position. You know, we've had some times where we've had a really good player that we loved, but we had, you know, three or four post players already. We couldn't take a right. fifth. So just sometimes that happens, and it's hard for people to know that on the outside sometimes, and it looks illogical, but there are opportunities that come about. But I do think the destination and how people get to that destination has changed and will change dramatically again over the next couple of years as the COVID year guys matriculate out. The opportunities at which people will want to get older players, it'll come from Division II or from Division I transfer or from junior college or prep school.
Now, Coach Lesh, you know what caught my attention also, because how you develop and when you peak, going back to one Final Four team, that being UConn, you probably are familiar with him. Maybe you could comment on him. Adama Sanogu, if I'm pronouncing that right. He was still developing. He's a junior, but and he's averaged like 20 points and right at 10 rebounds in the tournament games, I mean, for UConn. It wasn't necessarily the case in the regular season, but how he's peaking right now, when you give me 20 points and 10 rebounds, boy, the coach got to be proud of that when you think, you know, going forward and you peaking at the right time.
No, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, that's a guy that's 6'9", 245. I don't know what position you put him on with a helmet and pads.
Right.
But Mike, I guarantee you, Mike would have him graded out pretty high.
Yeah, somewhere. Right. Yeah, it'd be like a Jimmy Graham type tight end.
in that mental Rolodex that is Mike Dettelia, he would be up there. And but he, you know, some guys, they just hit their stride. They get going. And I always talk about with players as they develop, there's a moment where the game will just slow down for them. And, you know, it happens, you know, a lot when guys get into college. And you know, at some point the game, just one day it'll slow down for them and it'll click. There's not any magic drill or anything that happens, and I'm sure it's the same in football, Bobby, where, you know, you see the coverages and things just slow down and you open up. Generally, it's from doing your homework, working harder, doing more study. You speed up that moment to get to you faster. But sometimes it's just experience, and it's just minutes. Maybe that kid hit the magic number minute-wise where he's really come on and played well, but it's clicking. But I think he's been the, you know, really one of the biggest driving forces in their success on this run where they've won 13 out of 15.
Slesh, hold on to where you're at. We're going to get you your picks. And Bobby has one more question right after this break here on the Big 870. We're finishing up here in our number three of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTellia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and UNO men's head basketball coach, Mark Schlesinger. Mark, Bob's got one more question, and then we're going to get you to do your picks.
Well, Coach Les, I trust your opinion about this. What's good for college basketball going forward and all that? You look at name, image, and likeness, the transfer portal and all that. But I'm looking right now where we're at. There will be no number one seed in the Final Four for the first time since 2011. Now, this also marks the first time that not a single top three seed made it. Well, is that good for college basketball? So what did you think? I think you would say, like, hey, you play the game, whoever wins, wins. But, I mean, you know, people, you're from Indiana, you know, Indiana Hoosiers, Kentucky Wildcats, Duke Blue Devils, North Carolina Tar Heels, Kansas Jayhawks. Not the Kansas State Wildcats, but the Jayhawks. So you know how those blue blood, UCLA, whatever it might be. So what's your take on that?
I think it's great. You know, think about last year's Final Four. Last year's Final Four here, which, again, was an unbelievable event. Hats off again to the city, the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, Sugar Bowl, UNO Tulane, everybody else did it. Unbelievable. Think about the four blue bloods that were in there. It was incredible to watch, right?
Yep,
Duke,
right.
North Carolina, you know, Kansas. It was like a dream matchup. But the beautiful thing about this tournament is what happened this year. Is that anything is possible. Anything can happen. Anything can go down in this single elimination tournament. And that's the beauty of it. That's the catch. That's what makes it special. Now, I do really believe the more the transfer portal happens, the more things like this
will happen.
I agree there.
Will happen.
Because teams even out. Teams don't stay together. Because I know for a fact the amount of recruitment that's going on for Dusty and Fort Atlantic, those guys are getting recruited like crazy behind the scenes.
Right.
So the chances of him holding that team together, and just think about it, they're in the Final Four, could play for a national championship, and those student athletes may not choose to return to school there.
Right.
They couldn't have had a better experience, but yet they may not choose to return to school there. And that's the part that's different, weird, that I think changes – and we'll just grow the parity in this tournament if they will leave it like it is and not change it.
Coach, give us your picks. Florida Atlantic, San Diego State would be the first one.
I'm going with my Hoosier homeboy, Dusty, and Florida Atlantic. I can't go against him. He has done magic so far. Their team has played. They lead the country in bench points. So they're the deepest team in the nation in bench points. They have the longest winning streak in the country at 11 games. I'm not going against them. He has beat the odds, and I believe in him and believe in what they could do. And as a smaller school, I'm pulling for him 1,000%.
Game two. I think I know where you're going with this. Miami of Florida, UConn.
I'm with UConn. I just think they've been too dominant throughout. I think they've been – they've got incredible inside-out opportunities. They're prepared. They're locked in. They're physical. They can bully you. I'll be curious to see how the skill of the Miami guards, which is as good as anybody in the country, how they will react to and how the game is officiated. If it's allowed to be a physically called game, that 1,000% favors UConn.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon and also for last week also, giving us a lot of insights on the tournament and players and teams. Man, you got a lot of connected dots in this world.
Hey, Slush, I'm going to see Bo in St. Louis this week. They want to come back. We're going to lunch.
That sounds like a winner. Give him my love.
All right, Coach.
So gather up your money, Coach.
Coach Slush and I is going. We get a free meal. We going to Katie's. Or Francesca's. We getting that free meal. Come on.
Thanks so much, Coach. I appreciate it.
Later, guys.
All righty. That was UNO men's basketball coach Mark Schlesinger. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 at 720. Jen Hale from Fox Sports, covering the NBA and the NFL and also moderator of Undisputed. You think she got a job? We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.